The scripture reading this morning comes from Matthew chapter 14, verses 22 to 33. Jesus walks on the water. Then Jesus made the disciples get into the boat and go on ahead to the other side of the lake while he sent the people away. After sending the people away, he went up a hill by himself to pray. When evening came, Jesus was there alone, and by this time the boat was far out in the lake, tossed about by the waves, because the wind was blowing against it. Between 3 and 6 o'clock in the morning, Jesus came to the disciples walking on the water. When they saw him walking on the water, they were terrified. "It's a ghost," they said, and screamed with fear. Jesus spoke to them at once. "Courage," he said. "It is I. Don't be afraid." Then Peter spoke up. "Lord, if it is really you, order me to come out on the water to you." "Come," answered Jesus. So Peter got out of the boat and started walking on the water to Jesus. But when he noticed the strong wind, he was afraid and started to sink down in the water. "Save me, Lord," he cried. At once Jesus reached out and grabbed hold of him and said, "How little faith you have. Why did you doubt?" They both got into the boat and the wind died down. Then the disciples in the boat worshipped Jesus. "Truly, you are the Son of God," they exclaimed. These are the words of the Lord.
There are three ministers out fishing in a boat. One of them suddenly realized that he'd left his tackle box in the car. So he stepped out of the boat and walked on the water to the shore. Just then the other minister said that he'd forgotten his lucky fishing hat. It was on the front seat of the car. So he too stepped out into the water, out of the boat, and walked on the water over to the shore. When they'd both returned, the third minister, who had been watching this remarkable demonstration of faith, with mouth wide open and eyes wide open, reassured himself and said, "My faith is as strong as theirs. I can do that." So he stepped out of the boat and promptly sank to the bottom. His two companions dragged him back into the boat, and once they got him in the boat, he was determined not to be shown up. So he stepped out of the boat once more, and immediately he sank. As his friends pulled him out, he spluttered, "My faith is as strong as yours. Why can't I walk on water?" And after a little bit, the first two ministers finally said to one another, "We'd better tell him where those rocks are before he drowns himself." Let me ask you a question. Why did the disciples get into the boat? Because, quite possibly, or at least most of them, couldn't swim, let alone walk on water. Recreational swimming was probably not a first century Jewish Middle Eastern thing people did. The earth was considered to be flat, and when you sailed too far to the horizon, you would fall off the edge. And one other thing, the sea was considered full of sea monsters and spirits and chaos, and things like Loch Ness Monster loomed in there. It was a fearful place, just like our sea this morning. Strong winds, and only the foolhardy would venture out onto the sea. But let me ask you another question. What would you fear most if you were a sailor or a fisherman out in the middle of the sea? Well, for me, it would be sharks. Secondly, if it was a sailboat, no wind. But if it was a mechanical, with the motor breaking down. And the third thing that I would fear would be a storm. So having set the scene as a fearful place, A fearful time. It was in the middle of the night. Jesus instructs the disciples to get into a boat and tells them to go to the other side by themselves without Jesus. So apart from the obvious, that is Jesus walking on the water and Peter doing the same, this story I think highlights for us something we can hold on to this morning. Something we can learn again and again about encouragement for our faith. And that is, this text talks about faith and risk, trust and assurance. In times of storms in our life, when things resemble rough waters, when we're struggling, we're fearful, even when we simply need to face decisions, God is with us in Jesus, ready and willing to reach out and to help us and save us. Let's just skip back to the text once more. Peter asks a rather interesting question. Why would you ask for an invitation to get out of a boat? Think about it. Get out of a boat and to walk on water. After you've initially thought it's a ghost, what is Peter trying to prove here? Why wouldn't you just wait for Jesus to come to you and get in the boat rather than you getting out of the boat and getting wet? Think about it. Peter didn't need to get out of the boat. He didn't need to venture into the stormy seas. He could have simply stayed where he was and waited for Jesus. He could have sheltered himself in the safety of the boat, in the knowledge that everything would be okay in the end, that Jesus was coming to them and to the disciples. But he didn't. Instead, Peter took a chance. He asked Jesus to call him and come to him. He asked Jesus for the power and the courage and even the faith to meet him in the middle of the sea. And Peter takes the step of faith. And following Jesus is not about proof. It's about faith. And part of that involves risk sometimes. Stepping out in faith. To either step out or to stay in. At this point, we might recall that old saying, nothing ventured, nothing gained. And so I ask, what are we afraid of? What would get you out of the boat? What would get you to walk on water? When did you last take a risk for Jesus? Which is the greater miracle here? Jesus walking on the water or getting me to step out of the boat of my comfort zone? The security of the proverbial boat and to walk on the waters of faith. Maybe taking a stand on some issue, some social issue, some just injustice, or going into bat for someone else. Now, you know that's the first cricket reference for the season. I'm not talking football anymore. Or maybe after today. But what have we been afraid to do? As an individual or as a community or as God's people? What have we postponed because we dread the possible consequences? What have we avoided because we do not know what... Or sorry, who have we avoided because we don't know what to say to them? Particularly in times of trouble or stress. Where have we refused to go because we feared what might happen or might not happen? What goal have we hid from because we've felt inadequate? What dream have we let wither and die? Sometimes we need to get out of the boat. We need to say to the Lord, Lord, if it's you, call me. Bid me to come. And I'm not saying here that we should just take a chance on everything that comes our way. But I'm saying if you have a dream, if you have a situation where you feel urged to act and you hear or sense or feel the Spirit's calling, take a chance. Doesn't matter how old you are. If you see that you can do something to help someone else, or simply feel that God is calling you to change something in your life that seems unchangeable, risk it. When we take a risk, when we venture out at the calling of Jesus to do something or simply fulfill what we believe our calling is, it's very important that we stay focused and to trust that God will see us through despite what is happening around us, rather than focusing on the waves and the storm. Peter took a risk and stepped out, and yes, Peter was distracted and he sank. But I don't think he failed. I don't think Peter failed. And I don't believe Jesus' words to him were words of condemnation, but rather words of assurance and affirmation for his degree of faith. From a reminder that Jesus once said, the faith the size of a mustard seed can do mighty things. Peter's risk looks, though, as he failed. But as our story shows, Peter does not fail. He sinks, yes, but Peter remembers from where his help comes from. And he reaches out. Lord, save me. And Jesus reaches out his hand and catches him. Perhaps we've been there too, in those sinking places. It might be the hospital bed. Might be the roadside. Could be the schoolyard. Could be in the doctor's rooms. Could be at the cemetery. It is there that we've cried out. It's there that we've prayed and we've maybe even bargained with God. Help. Help. And we've reached out our hand, hoping and praying that it will be taken and raised up out of the water. Even though we sink at times, Jesus is the one reaching out, pulling us up and lifting us up. When we step out, when we take a risk, when we come closer to God, and then we falter, as we do, the hand of Christ reaches, the hand of God reaches. All we have to do is to remember and focus on Jesus once again. So from the story of Peter walking and sinking in the sea, we're reminded to be faithful. Faithful in listening to Jesus' voice. At times or often in the midst of stormy seas. And we are called to act in faith. To step out and take risks in life. Life will not always be smooth sailing. But if we don't try, we never will. Nothing ventured and nothing gained. We also see from this passage that God in Christ is always reaching out, calling, lifting, saving, affirming with us. Jesus is present even in the rough times, the stormy seas. When we're in the boat, struggling against the waves of fear and doubt and problems. And it's in these times, especially, that Jesus is reaching out, offering his hand. You know, we might sink. We might fail. We might walk. But in the end, we're invited to reach out and call upon the name of the Lord, to quote Peter, Lord, save me. When we step out, we discover new things about ourselves, about our world, about God, about faith, about love, about potential, and about growth. We can risk because we have a loving God who watches over us. We can trust because we have a forgiving God caring for us. And we can step out because we have a God who is sure to save. Amen.